الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فلما أسلم وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. وقال الله عز وجل: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. وبعد، respected علماء الكرام، حفاظ القرآن الكريم، elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal for the limitless mercies Allah Ta'ala perpetually confers upon us. The greatest of these being the boon of Iman, of belief in the one great Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and all that Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to believe in. And Alhamdulillah to Allah, وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ, that Allah alone through His infinite mercy has guided us to the practical injunctions in their most pure and pristine form manifested in the teachings of Islam. Regarding this auspicious and monumental day, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on being taught the commemoration of this day, the day of Yawm al-Nahr, 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day in which the main action constitutes the slaughtering of the qurbani animals, مَا مِنْ أَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us the reality, the wisdom behind the commemoration of this day, or the origins of this great day. To which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, that this is the sunnah, the creed, the mannerism of your forefather Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the strong bond and the link that this ummah has with this great Nabi and friend of Allah, Khalilullah, the greatest link and attachment that can exist between any two human beings, the greatest bond and love possibly existent between any two human beings is known as Al-Khullah, the special relationship that Allah had with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. It is the very same great personality in the link and the attachment of this ummah with him that he personally had named this ummah to come from his very progeny, generations down the line. هو سماكم المسلمين. It is he who has given us the name المسلمين. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that this is the sunnah, the commemoration, the creed of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. In other words, the memorial of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is what we commemorate on this great day. What is a memorial, a monument, or a day intended to celebrate or honor an event or a personality? To thin down the translation or the definition pertinent to today, the commemoration of this great day intended to celebrate and honor the memory of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the great event, one of the monumental events in the history of human existence on this earth that had taken place on this very same day thousands of years ago. Thereafter, a memorial, or a dhikra in Arabic, yadgar in Urdu, has two primary objectives. The first objective of a memorial is to continuously recount the incident or the event which is being commemorated so that it is not forgotten, it is not wiped out the slate of the memories of people. So it is continuously made mention of on that specific day. A second objective of the memorial, when celebrating a great personality and his actions, is to enumerate the qualities of that great personality. The thinking behind mentioning his qualities is to adopt those very same qualities. The first objective, recounting the memory of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the great incident which we imitate on this great day, a very brief just in summary, and let us remember that the mention of this incident itself is a form of reward, it is a form of gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, born into Babylon and its surrounding areas in Iraq, nurtured in an environment when idol worshipping was rife, but at a very youthful age Allah had instilled in him the love for the one great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the challenges of the environment around him, he remained steadfast. When the matter became more serious, that it even meant opposing his father with the greatest dignity and respect, and his entire nation and the tyrannical king of the time, he remained steadfast even when threatened with his most precious life. His resolution, his love for Allah remained steadfast while being flung into that huge fire. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. After expiring all efforts to try and convince his people, he was eventually commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to migrate away from those lands, and in view of that Allah gave him the Mubarak lands of Sham, Greater Syria, blessed in all senses of the word by Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Arda Al-Mubarakah Al-Ladhi Barakna Hawla. Now after settling down in his place of migration with his wife Sarah radiallahu anha, who had migrated with him, he made the dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, grant me in my offspring pious children and pious offspring. Allah immediately responded to him, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We granted him the glad tidings of a son that will be born to him, who will be extremely tolerant and steadfast in his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Children and offspring are only worthy of having if they are pious. And already Allah has given him the glad tidings of the resolution, the resilience and the steadfastness and tolerance of this great son that is born to him, about to be born to him. At the ripe old age of 86, from his second wife, Sayyida Hajira radiallahu anha, Allah blessed him the son Ismail alayhi salam. He had been tested regarding the son in the very early days, when as yet a breastfeeding child, the supreme sacrifice and test of being commanded by Allah Ta'ala to take his wife and newborn child and leave them in what is today the great city of Makkah Mukarramah, but what was then a land void of any vegetation, water resources, human and even animal existence. He remained steadfast in the sublime test, knowing that the implementation of the order of Allah can never leave a person forsaken from the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as he was leaving, his wife Hajira came to him asking, are you leading us to destruction in this land? He did not even turn to respond, for obviously the natural human feelings of a person can take hold of a person at any time. When eventually she posed a very intelligent question, Allahu amaraka bihada, do tell me that Allah has commanded you with this or not. When he responded in the affirmative, this wise and intelligent wife of a Nabi says, idhan la yudayyi'una, if this is the case, Allah will never forsake us. And this is the great quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his entire family, Musliman, totally submissive to the command of Allah Ta'ala in any given situation. When this child Ismail alayhi salam grew up to the age of 13, according to most historians, the next great test Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown in a dream the command and the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam are a form of revelation and wahi. For indeed the eyes rest, but not the heart. On the night of the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to put to the sacrifice and slaughter his beloved son of his. When he reached the most prime age where he would now be of assistance to his father, but would not be prone to wrongdoing and sin as yet, a most beloved age. The next day he pondered this command of Allah Ta'ala from morning to evening, and therefore this night is known as Laylatul Tarwiyah, the same night that the Hujjaj go to Mina. The second night, the very same dream once again, the next morning he realized Arafah, he recognized and realized that this is the command of Allah Ta'ala being applied to me, and therefore it is known as Yawm Arafah, the day of recognition. A third consecutive night, the night of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, last night, the night of Eid, he once again had seen this command and then resolved the next day to implement the order of Allah to put to the sacrifice his son, beloved son, Yawm al-Nahr, the day of slaughtering. He took his son Ismail alayhi salam and counseled him and said, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahu. Oh my beloved son, I see very clearly in a dream that I am commanded to slaughter you. Tell me what is your opinion. Tell me what is your opinion, oh my beloved son. This was a definitive command, so why the need and the wisdom behind taking counsel? Various reasons have been given by the great Mufassir, Allama Alusi al-Baghdadi, compiler of one of the great tafsirs, Ruh al-Ma'ani. He says various wisdoms behind this counseling, and if this is a great lesson for us in the nurturing and the tarbiyah, the upbringing of our children, that is a critical issue in these times. He says first and foremost, the wisdom behind it is to test the iman and the obedience of his son to the command of Allah. Secondly, to make the implementation of this command easy upon his child so that he may mentally prepare for it. Thirdly, and this is very pertinent, so that just as Ibrahim alayhi salam would be rewarded fully by Allah and granted his status, he wished that his son should enjoy the very same spiritual benefits and reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let us ask ourselves a question, just as we are concerned with the material needs of our children and offspring, how much attention do we focus on the spiritual well-being? In what condition will they leave this world, and most importantly, their well-being in the real life, the everlasting life of the hereafter? And a fourth wisdom behind it is to institute and teach us the lesson of mashwara, of mutual consultation within the home, in the acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the response of this young child, Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar. Oh my beloved father, do exactly as you are being commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal, the supreme sacrifice of shedding his life for the love of Allah. Let us ask ourselves and ask ourselves this question of myself firstly, to what level of sacrifice and love for Allah have we made an effort in our own children for them to respond in this way? They are not even prepared to forego the most basics of luxuries when it hinders from the obedience and the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Anyway, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took his son to what is Mina today, in the place known as Al-Manhar, the place of slaughtering. And on route there, Shaytan had come to him on three occasions, three advances to tempt him away from the command of Allah. And on each occasion, he resisted these temptations, pelting at Shaytan with seven pebbles. Therefore, the pelting of the Jamarat, that action that is alive up to this day by the Hujjaj, as are many of the other actions, the gushing forth of the water of Zamzam, the running between Safa and Marwa in search of water by Hajira radiallahu anha, these actions of this great family have become an integral part of our deen in so many instances. When finally the moment came, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, extremely saddened and sorrowed, but knew that supreme is the command of Allah that needs to be implemented. And look at the wisdom of this great son. He says, oh my father, some advice is for you, that when you are about to slaughter me, turn my face away from you. Let not sympathy and compassion at that last moment deter you from the command of Allah. Oh my father, tie my hands up so that I do not jump around, and that again makes you feel sympathetic towards me. Oh my beloved father, there is no other clothing for my kafan, so remove my qamis and my kurta. Use it as a kafan and take some of it to my mother, that in memory of me, she may get some consolement by smelling my clothing. Ibrahim a.s. did exactly as his son had counseled and advised him, and placed him down on his side, and as he was about to slaughter, he says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and his son recites the Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. At that very moment, the voice of the Divine, Ya Ibrahim, qad saddaqta ru'ya. O Ibrahim, this is sufficient. You have implemented the command of the dream exactly as Allah had told you so. And thereafter, Jibreel alayhi salam brought down a wide-eyed, huge ram that had been grazing in the gardens of Jannah for 40 years. Some mentioned that this is the very same ram that Allah had accepted as a sacrifice from the son of Adam alayhi salam, Habil. This was brought down from the Mount Thabir. Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded rather to slaughter this ram in place of his son Ismail alayhi salam. Allah testifies, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. This was indeed a magnificent and a huge test through which Ibrahim and his son were put through. وَفَتَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We rather, in place of that, gave him a great animal to sacrifice. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. In lieu of this great sacrifice, Allah says, his praises and his remembrance is alive on the tongues of humanity up to the Day of Judgment. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Allah says, salutations and peace be upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah advises us, inna kadhalika nazzil muhsinin. That this is not restricted to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Any one of you who implements piety into your lives and the obedience of Allah, Allah's help and salutations and mercy are always with you. The second objective of a memorial is to recount the qualities of this great personality and practically implement them into our lives. The great and outstanding qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam are too many to mention. Ummatan, he was one human being who had inculcated the extreme good qualities of an entire nation, absolutely renowned for his generosity, for implementing the orders of Allah in any given situation. He was qanitan, humble to the command of Allah whenever it applied to him. He was also harifan, very pertinent, that despite the challenges and temptations of the environment that was rife with disbelief, he remained focused and cast his gaze only on that pathway in life that pleased Allah and had forsaken all other pathways. He had the great quality of being a da'i, of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was Musliman, submissive to the command of Allah, as we have mentioned in the incident of leaving his wife and child in the barren lands of Makkah Mukarramah. And personally,